Welp, it's Monday.
It is. Everyone's so happy to be back at work.
Which is just not a bad thing anymore. We have turned Mondays around single-handedly by doing this show.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. Everyone looks forward to Monday. Am I wrong? I don't see the evidence that says you're wrong.
Great.
So until they put that in front of me.
So let's move on.
You know.
Hi, I'm Max.
I'm Danielle.
And you're listening to our lovely show, Offbeat Tracks. And it's Monday, and we have a new episode for you today, episode 113. And we are talking about somebody a little different today.
Somebody.
Well, that's kind of one of the interesting things, right? Yes. It's we'll get there in a second. I was going to say, this is different than anything we've done before because this is the newest artist.
Very new.
That we've covered, I think. I couldn't think of anybody more recent.
We've covered people who like had old stuff that we were in who have released things that are new.
Sure, but I meant like as far as starting their career, like newest and got a full episode as opposed to just something we mentioned. I think this is the newest we've done.
It has to be.
So kind of bear with us a little bit on this, but I think you'll agree once you hear the music and hear the story and everything, they definitely fit in with this with what we do here.
Yeah, it's not weird. Well, it is weird, but that's what we do is weird. It's not weird in that it's weird.
Gotcha. So we're talking about Sally Shapiro today, and Sally Shapiro is both a lady and a group. The group, if you look at Sally Shapiro as a group, it's producer a producer named Johan Agabjorn. We're going to go with that's the pronunciation,
this
I think.
Swedish.
Yeah, a Swedish
we're
dude.
We're just going to do some Swedish
A Swedish
stuff
dude
today.
Named Johan. And a singer whose real name nobody knows.
It's probably not Sally Shapiro, but she's never actually said what it is.
Right.
And somehow she doesn't have people who say who it is.
Yeah, nobody's...
I was just like thinking of somebody being like, yeah, I know who Sally Shapiro is. That's fucking Emily blah blah blah.
Right.
Whatever.
Like nobody has ever come forward and said her real name. She's never said her real name. It's interesting that after all these years,
it's the difference between the Swedes and us. Like somebody would like be in there, but the Swedish are like, we want to stay private. We don't care.
Yeah,
we don't
want
to do all that. I guess that's just a difference.
Anyway, we respect.
Cool.
Yeah, whatever. So the producer Johan has a little explainer on his website. He has a whole like there's a Sally Shapiro subsection of his website where he sort of explains the genesis of the act. I love this. I'm going to read a little bit of this, what he has written here, because I just think it's so cool. He says, when I was 10 years old, a classmate recorded a tape for me with what he called Italo Disco. I immediately fell in love with the tracks such as Love Spy by Mike Maureen and USSR by Eddie Huntington and Valentino Mon Amore by Alan Ross. I've never heard that last one. From then on, although having taken piano lessons for a few years, I realized that what I really wanted to create was electronic music, that the possibilities of a synth to reach so much longer than the possibilities of an electric guitar. The mixtape had a big impact on my life. I like that. And it makes sense, like, when you hear the music that ended up being Sally Shapiro, right?
Yes. It's very Italo Disco-y.
Yeah, and they're very into this idea of electronic music.
Yes.
And again, I sort of credit them like Freeze Pop. They were kind of doing this kind of music when it wasn't cool to do this kind of music.
Yes.
So they were genuinely doing it from a place of love.
I think there's a lot of current music that sounds like this, but this is like, 2006. But there's a lot of stuff out right now that is like this, and it's like retro sounding, and it sounds a lot like this, but this was like the beginning of it.
Yes,
it's like,
exactly.
They were the first to do it. Now it sounds like you turn on the radio, I'm like, oh, what is this, XMU, blah, 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 it's...
Right.
But it used to not be that way.
So basically the origin story of the group is that Johan and this woman who is also called Sally Shapiro, we have to kind of accept that Sally Shapiro is both the mystery woman in the duo and it's also the name of the group. I guess they worked in an office together.
Yeah.
They were just coworkers and... They were hanging out at his house before Christmas, around December, and they were singing Christmas songs on his piano. And he said, if I write an Italo Disco song, would you sing it? And he says, this is another quote from Johan, he says, sometimes it took hours or days for me to convince her to sing on some tracks. That's easier today for her to sing, but I'm still not allowed in the same room.
Yeah, she seems super shy.
So this would come out later, that actually once they even were a recording outfit, she still wanted to be alone in the studio when she sang. And I think, the studio was Johan's house. So she would just, make him go outside for a while and leave her with the recording equipment, and then she would sing, and that was that. Which also led me to believe, Like, what if it was like an 80s sitcom plot where, like, actually she wasn't the real singer? It was like her sister or something. And, like, she just never wanted Johan to know. So it was like, oh, I'm too shy. Go out in the yard so I can sing now. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to go mow my Swedish grass. And then, like, her, she, like, sneaks her sister out of her closet and her sister, like, sings 10 songs. And then she shoves her back in a car.
It's and like, the reason she doesn't say who she is, because if anybody ever dug up too much, she would get found out. So the more...
I think we're just going to keep our FBI hats on for this episode.
Well, you know what? We wouldn't have to if they would just tell us the truth.
Exactly. We stop lying, Swedish people.
We search for the truth. If we got to look for it, we're going to look for it.
So he wrote this song very quickly, apparently, and she sang it for him, and then he ended up posting it on his website, and that was I'll Be By Your Side. That was the first Sally Shapiro song. I loved this from the same interview where they were discussing this. The interviewer asked Sally, is there something... I'm sorry. This was the interviewer asking Johan. Is there something about Swedish musicians that makes them exceptionally good at pop music?
That's a very good question.
And his answer was, I think it's because we have state-subsidized music schools for children. So there you go, kids.
Man,
socialism works.
That is super cool.
He also noted in that same interview that he thought it would just become a nostalgic thing for the 80s. He says, but it feels like it's reached other people, too. And this was with the very first I'll Be By Your Side. And I love that.
I think it's true. To me, it doesn't sound... It's nostalgic when you hear some of it. You're like, oh, this sounds like an 80s song. But it does. It's not just that to
right.
me.
I think it's nostalgic for a European listener, probably.
Yes.
Way more than it is for a U.S. listener who... Because the U.S. was just not exposed to a teledisco the same way that the Europeans were. So it's not so much a nostalgia thing, I think. I think it's just good music to the American listener, or it was at the time when it came out. It was just like, oh, this is good music. It was like you could hear the 80s influence. And people were going, oh, this is 80s influence. But I don't think it was so much nostalgia as it was, this is just good music that happens to be 80s influenced. Does that make sense?
I think that's a good argument.
Okay. Also, I knew you would love this. In an interview with Sally.
I hate it already.
The interviewer asked, is there any offer that you couldn't turn down? Because she was saying, you know, why you don't do live performances, or you've done a few, but
she
you didn't like it.
She can't sing in a room with a person who knows her voice. She ain't going to be live.
Right. So she said, basically, is there some amount of money, or like, is there a certain person who, if they came to you and said, hey, would you come sing with me or tour with me?
I know what her answer should be. Is it going to be her answer?
What?
Is it ABBA?
No.
Damn it.
No.
She sucks. End of episode.
her answer was Mylène Farmer.
Oh my God.
I know. See, I knew you'd love that. And
she rules. That's
I
awesome.
Saw Mylène Farmer come up in interviews with Sally Shapiro two or three times. Sally Shapiro loves Mylène Farmer. So,
why wouldn't you?
There you go.
God, you want to talk about some timeless music, Mylène, man.
I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
So let's talk about the music. I'll Be By Your Side. This was posted on May 12th, 2006 on Johan's website. And it was the first Sally Shapiro song. And boy, did it set the tone.
Yeah.
For what Sally Shapiro was going to be as an outfit.
Like, it's... As far as a Italo disco goes, to me, like, there's certain... You can think of a Italo disco in a lot of ways. To me, it's harder than this. Like, this, to me, if I heard this, I wouldn't be like, Italo disco. I'd be like... It'd be like the forgettable parts of Italo disco to me, where it doesn't go quite as hard. It's not, like, full dance music to me. It's, like... It's electronic music, and you're gonna bop, but it's not, like, a dance thing. It's not, like, riffy.
I agree. I think it kind of exists in this space that's sort of between synth pop and Italo disco.
Yeah, and there was a lot of Italo disco like that, but it was like
sure.
It was like the album cuts that you hear from somebody and you're like, I don't know what this is.
It's the beat is a little too driving. It's a little too much of a club beat for it to be just synth pop. But I agree, it's a little bit too soft to feel straight up like Italo disco.
And that, like, the way that she sings, I don't know about the way she sings. I'm conflicted on it.
You're conflicted on it?
I'm very conflicted on the vocals.
Why? Too soft?
It's too soft all the time. Sometimes you can do a song and the soft thing works, but it's like it's...
See, I love it. I love that kind
it's okay
of... If you can do that kind of breathy, soft voice and you have control over it like she does, I'm into it. Obviously, I love Stacey Q. Stacey Q sings that way.
Yeah. I don't know. It works... Sometimes, but it doesn't work all the time for me. I just sometimes wish that people would sing fully and, like, not produce it in a way where it seems like it's muted in the background. It drives me crazy, and I want people to just sing more.
Thank you. The full LP ends up coming out November in 2006, and I definitely encourage you to look up the cover art, the original cover art, before it was repressed for re-release in the United States for this album. It was called Disco Romance. The cover art was voted like I don't remember, some music magazine voted it worst album art of the year. Because
that's a weird thing to vote on.
But they were like, well, it was kind of on purpose because they wanted it to look like a cheap Italo disco record.
Oh.
But it's it's weird, like, people did not do 80s nostalgia right yet in 2006.
No.
Like, if you've ever gone back and watched the Let's Go to the Mall when they did that on How I Met Your Mother, like, some of it is just so wrong. Like, the fonts are way too 70s. There's a dude who has, like, an emo swoop haircut. It's just, like, it's not right. It's not... They get some of it totally spot on, but this would fall under the font on the Sally Shapiro album cover is, like, it's too 70s, and it looks like 2006 trying to be 1970. It kind of missed the mark for me for being early 80s, but it is really funny. Because you would never, like, look at that LP and, like, look at the little picture of her and everything and know that you were going to get the awesome music you were going to get. So there you go, kids. Judge an album by its cover.
Never judge an album by its font.
That's right. We got to talk about some of the other cuts on Disco Romance, because this LP is just magnificent front to back. He Keeps Me Alive. This is my favorite Sally Shapiro song. I love this song so much.
Like, this song to me is, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, I don't really love Sally Shapiro. I love parts of it.
Okay.
But it doesn't quite all work for me. And I'll get to a little bit more of why in the next song. But, like, this song is weird to me because it's, like, the beat doesn't match, like, the vocal melody to me. And it doesn't sound like the kind of mismatch on purpose. You might get that in a purposeful way where you kind of just want this cacophony and it all works into a big song. This just seems like it just doesn't work. Like, they tried and they failed.
Interesting.
And I can't get used to it. Like, I just keep hearing that. It doesn't quite go for me.
This song, for me, it pushes and it pulls.
Yeah.
And this to me feels the most like an Italo disco song of anything they've ever done, especially like getting down to the little vocoded effects. I think those are laying on perfectly. I love the subject matter. This is actually a cover, by the way. It was originally done by a rock group called Nixon in 2001.
Nixon.
Yeah.
What?
We always find a way to bring up Nixon on this show in some form.
They sound like a great band.
Yeah. The original Fine version. Fellas. I don't really care for the original version. I think Sally Shapiro turned this song on its head and made it wonderful. But yeah, I really love this. I think, to me, this is their magnum opus. I think this is just the coolest they ever sounded, and I just love it. So you said you had a couple things to say about Hold Me So Tight.
Okay, this song is fine, whatever. But I think as I was listening to more of this, and I hadn't heard that much Sally Shapiro before, it just pops up sometimes, and it's fine, and I've never felt one way or the other about it. I've never been anti it, but I've never been like, yeah, Sally Shapiro, let's go. So, like, Hold Me So Tight reminds me...
Yeah, Sally Shapiro, let's go.
To
Tank
me, like,
tops coming to the Offbeat Track store.
Well, that's actually a good idea. I really loved I Am the World Trade Center.
Oh, like, yeah. And they I Am the World Trade Center.
This reminds me a lot of I Am the World Trade Center.
Okay.
Sally Shapiro does in a lot of ways, or at least that Different Stories album anyway. Like, so to me, this sounds like I Am the World Trade Center, but I have such a connection to I Am the World Trade Center that it just sounds to me like derivative off of I Am the World Trade Center. So I can't fully love it. And I don't know if that's Sally Shapiro's fault or my fault for loving I Am the World Trade Center so much that I can't unattach it. Mm-hmm. But this to me is an I Am the World Trade Center song, which is a good thing. I mean that in a good way.
Okay.
But
noted and accepted.
I can't detach it from I Am the World Trade Center and see it on its own. That's my fault. That's not theirs. It's mine. But I think you like me too. Hold me so tight.
This one is another Nixon cover, Anorak Christmas.
Who is this Nixon?
Who is this Nixon? Oh, well, somebody who wrote a song about Christmas in Anorak.
And you sound like a strange robot. Who is this Nixon?
Anorak is either like a region or a city in Sweden, I think.
Yeah, it's also like the big puffy coat.
Yes.
So like...
It's all of those things.
Yes, I have one.
Oh, cool.
It is very puffy. It's not that warm, though, oddly enough.
This is a nice modern Christmas song, and I do put this on Christmas mixes the few times that I get in the mood to make those, which has not been many times.
And
in
this
my life.
Is if you want a good. Sal Shapiro is also very good for sad songs that sound happy.
Oh, she definitely is. Yes,
like it's like the that's the whole thing, and this is kind of one of them. But it's an okay Christmas song, considering I don't like Christmas songs. Yeah, great.
And finally, one more on this Disco Romance record, Jackie, Spend This Winter With Me. This one actually, I think, did get pressed on a 12-inch and released. But you're giving me a funny smile.
This is the first of many. They really like to do seasonal songs.
Yes, they do.
Between, like, just winter and July later.
Well, it's Sweden.
They love it. I know, they're, like, super
It's winter
it.
For, like, seven
or
years
maybe
there
maybe they're
at
just
a time.
Going for that thing, like, you know how sometimes people will release a song and it's not very good, but anytime you make a, like, a... You know, anytime you make a mix of being about springtime, you're going to put springtime in Paris on it because it says it in the title. Maybe that's what they're going for. They're going for always being on that mix. But also, I'm here for the way she pronounces Jackie.
Oh, yes.
The Jackie.
I have a coworker named Jackie, and I sing this to her often when I walk by her desk.
It's, I can't. Like, I mean, I can't not love it.
What's funny is that I've never explained it, and I am certain she does not know this song exists. So she probably is like, why does he want to spend the winter with me? What is he talking about?
Don't start explaining it now.
Nope. It's just never there. Will. Sally's next LP wouldn't come until August of 2009, and it was called My Guilty Pleasure. I found an interview that she and Johan did with some music blog around that time, and they asked her, what is your guilty pleasure? And her answer was, Hugh Grant movies.
Same. That's everybody. That's not guilty at this point. Everyone loves Hugh Grant. He brightens up a screen when he's on it.
There's definitely more confidence in the music here, I think.
Yes.
The first album was very muted. It was very, like, you know, kind of yes. girl coming out of the shadows, realizing her singing ability and finding her footing. This one is way more confident, I think.
Yes, and it goes harder than before.
Definitely.
It doesn't go all the way hard. Like, I still want to be like, girl, bring up that bass line. Like, I'll be like that. But, like, I love there's, like... thunder and like enthusiastic piano chord stroking. I enjoy that. I mean, I like that stuff. It's dramatic. I kind of love it. The vocals are still exactly the same.
Another great quote from that interview. They said that their goal with this album was to, quote, make you fall in love with the person sitting next to you on the bus. That is very ambitious.
Also, that could be incredibly dangerous and weird. Like,
yes.
I mean, have you ever been on a bus in Louisville? I don't get me in trouble.
So let's talk about some of the music from it. Miracle. A little bit of like some more complex production going on here and more complex chord progressions. I think out of the gate, they chose this to release this as the lead single about a month before the album came out. And they did so to kind of show how they had grown, right?
It's very different. The thunder. I love it. It's just way more dramatic and I can be more into it than I can with the other stuff.
Something magical off the road. Love in July was also
love
released.
Love in the seasonal love songs.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
And this one actually has a music video. Holy crap.
Oh, what is the fish music video? Fish story. Which,
this
by the
is
way,
their
somehow
second...
stressed me out.
Yeah, it is a very stressful video. They did actually have a video for Jackie Spin This Winter With Me. The group is not in any of their videos. Jackie is like this baby child of indeterminate gender listening to his Sally Shapiro record in their room with bandanas tied around their wrists and mouthing the song along. But this one is an animated video, which would become the trend for them when they made any subsequent videos. Yeah, and it's like this goldfish and a whale that are in love, and like the whale gets stuck at one point.
How would they do it? How would that even work?
Did you think that there was like, was there like an environmentalism theme going on here? Was it some commentary about how the ice caps were melting?
It could be, but I also...
But if that's your comment, like, okay, the ice cap melted and the whale and the goldfish got to be together.
No, I don't think it could be. I think it just means like it's like a being apart is like you're stuck in some ice. And then the coming together.
Oh, like it's an emotional.
You bring the July. With
you warm
the
each
love.
Other and you melt each other's ice barriers.
And you are broken free by your love. But
that's
it was
cute.
So stressful to me.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this just because it's my favorite on this album,
right.
Dying in Africa. I got very excited when I saw in that same interview that Johan said this was his fave, too.
Really?
Yeah, it reminds me of the really awesome music from my youth on the Donkey Kong Country video games for Super Nintendo. Specifically,
I'll take your word on that one.
Specifically like in the icy levels. It just reminded me of that.
Interesting.
I like this song.
I don't really love the metaphor of... dying in Africa when people in Africa are actually dying. I don't know. It just seems like they could have come up with different words to do it, and it would have, like, it just strikes me weird. Be like, oh, I'm heartbroken. I'm going to love you. Even people are dying in Africa. I'm like, well, they are dying in Africa. What does that have to do with it?
Indeed.
That's my only commentary on it. Like,
settle down, Bob Geldof.
I know.
We get
it's
it.
Just like, it's just other words could have been okay.
Someone alone said goodbye.
A couple of singles we're going to talk about here that were released between Sally Shapiro 2 and Sally Shapiro 3, if you will. In October of 2009, which was not long after the release of the My Guilty Pleasure LP, they did a song with a group called CFCF called The Explorers. And this was definitely explorative of new territory for them, right?
There was exploring.
This is like pretty much a straight up synth pop song. And
yeah,
I'm like, I'm kind of
way more full dance.
Yeah,
I
figured you would probably be into this one.
Yeah, this is by far the one I'm most into of the ones we're talking about, I think. Yeah, this is more my speed. It's way more full dance. It made me want to get up and like dance a little bit, which I had not felt while listening to these songs.
In September of 2010, they teamed up with Anorak, who we just talked about, or I talked about in the Driving Songs episode with Night Drive With You. This is the same guy off of his second album. This was a special track, though. They released this as a single. It was like an alternate version of a song he did called Don't Be Afraid.
You know, it's funny that you said, like, I wasn't going to say this because I thought it was too much like talking about the night driving thing, but I didn't put together that that band did the night driving song, because one of my things was like, this feels like driving along like the Pacific Coast Highway.
See, there you
at
go.
At night. It's like night driving on the PCH. And then I was like, no, I can't talk about night driving again. But then when you said that, I'm like, oh my God, it's the same group.
Yep.
They clearly have a niche.
There you go. This one. This is from June of 2011, and credited oddly enough to Fred Ventura versus Sally Shapiro.
Like it's a mashup.
Is not it sure a what mashup? That's about.
It's usually mashup talk.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm not sure what that's about, but the
maybe
song.
Maybe they were mad at each other that day when they titled it.
The song is called Alice. It's a Fred Venture single. Sally Shapiro is on the song, but the good mix that we're going to play is the energy mix, because this is a straight up Italo disco song.
Yes, I like it a lot. It's, I don't know, it's very good background music for
yes.
when I was dancing. When I was cleaning, I was cleaning a little bit faster. I really like it though, it's very good. And the chance to talk things through.
The lead single for Sally Shapiro 3, the third album, that's what I'm calling it, came out in November of 2012. It's called What Can I Do? Really different musical turn here.
And what can you do?
I already know that you hate this, so we can move along.
I don't
no,
hate
no,
it.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't hate
it. Wait, you don't hate this? Really?
I don't. I mean, it's not like I'm going to listen to it on repeat all
day. I don't love this. This is my least favorite Sally Shapiro single.
It is sad as hell in these lyrics. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's
well,
just,
that's Sally Shapiro.
Who will want me if you... No, this is like the most blatantly sad. Like the who will want me if you leave me.
Right.
And it just like makes me sad because, you know, I've thought that. So like it just makes
yeah,
me...
Yeah, sure.
And it's like very just sad. I don't hate it though, but it just was like, whoa, girl. All right. Okay.
It's a definitely a different musical turn, yeah. Right? It sounds like late 60s pop.
Yeah.
It sounds like the first album cover looked. that's what it sounds like. But we did get another music video, another interesting animated video. The animation's much better on this one. Still,
yes.
Still kind of the same like paper cutout style animation, but
I'm not stressed out by fish this time.
I'm not going to play a clip from this, but you should look up. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Com Trues? Do you know who that is?
No.
He's kind of a synth pop weirdo, but he did.
Sounds like a Romanian cuss word. I don't know why.
I think it's a playoff of Tom Cruise.
Oh,
yeah, okay. But he's
Tom Cruise over here.
No, he's like a synthwave artist, and he does a really good remix of this song. So the album Something Else comes out in late 2012, and they move on to If It Doesn't Rain, which is really kind of a callback to the first LP, I think.
I think so, too.
And also with a music video. Looks like one of those 1960s, 1950s, like, looks like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer almost, like a kind of weird claymation paper mache thing going on.
I don't care much for the video part of it. this song is, man, like the intro is so good. Like, I don't know, the synth of the intro, I'm like, man, this is going to go hard. It doesn't quite ever go as hard as I think the intro is making it feel like it's going to build into. But also, if they go a little harder, God, this is like a perfect pop melody song. Like that chorus is pop melody. And it's, I don't know, I just feel like they didn't produce it right. maybe they did produce it right and they didn't want it to be super poppy, but this is like a pop song written that like just seems like more so than the other shit.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that. Starman, featuring Electric Youth. Which, how had Electric Youth and Sally Shapiro not worked together before now? It makes perfect sense.
They probably couldn't find her because they didn't have her name.
Good call. Yep, good call. Like, dude. They sing so similarly, it makes sense. But it's kind of funny because I feel like they sort of get lost in each other's voices, too.
Yes. Like, this song,
I think if you played this for someone, they wouldn't realize it was a duet.
No, I couldn't tell. I mean, it was like, I knew it, but still, I was like, I don't see the difference. Like, you could take one person off of this, I'm not going to notice. But also, this is a great song, too. But I just feel like if you had like a like vocalist on here who's strong, like full voice, like that vocal production.
Yep.
That's a great song. It just doesn't quite get there for me. You're all the different kind. It seems you come down from the stars. But somehow you are still so much more human than they are. I want to know.
There is also a good remix of that one done by Miami Nights 1984.
I love Miami Nights 1984.
Yes, good group.
So, so good.
And speaking of another synthwave artist, Sally Shapiro teamed up in September of 2014 with Tommy 86, who is another excellent synthwave artist, for the song Why Did I Say Goodbye? And again, this is where we kind of get to hear Sally Shapiro doing more traditional synth pop and or kind of doing modern synthwave, which isn't really something they do, but here it is.
Yeah, this just kind of faded into the background for me. I don't hate it, but I couldn't really concentrate on it. It was just in the background, and I couldn't ever get into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not terrible. Like, I can listen to a song and be like, that's fine, but it just doesn't pop for me. There's nothing special about it.
And finally, the last Sally Shapiro single, sort of.
Kinda.
I guess it was the last Sally Shapiro single.
Yeah, it was.
If You Ever Want to Change Your Mind. Released on May 12th of 2016, exactly 10 years to the day after the posting of, I'll Be By Your Side.
In
2006.
And their little tricks.
I live for goofy, pointless symmetry like that. So my brain was just like,
I love an anniversary.
Love it. I wish I loved this song more. I wish they would have really closed on a banger, but this isn't.
It could have been a banger, but the problem is they have this killer synth bass line. Killer. And they just like, it just needs a little bit to be a little bit louder. It just needs to be a little louder. If that would just produced heavier into it, it would have been a banger. But it's just like I guess two is something like Sally Shapiro's voice, you can't put too much in there because it's just going to fade. I don't know if that's the reason.
I don't know. I think there are a Teledisco artist who pulled that off with a softer voice. Yeah. Remember Fantasy by Rosetta?
I almost like put this in because that to me is like the perfect thing of this kind of
like
thing.
Modern and Teledisco.
The perfect execution of it. Also Swedish.
Also and Swedish, also
did
yes.
Nothing after that.
Correct.
She's probably a teacher.
She was a grad student and did that for like, that was like part of her thesis project. That was a very strange thing. We'll have to do a little spotlight on Rosetta.
Yeah, I don't know where she is. Maybe it will bring us back. Have you the blind track that I didn't know of? But do you know of? You
change your heart. If you're ever gonna be the part, I don't ever wanna feel ashamed when you are around me. If you ever wanna change your mind, if you ever wanna look behind, I don't ever wanna go beside and feeling guilty.
So, that was it for Sela Shapiro until the next year. Randomly, she resurfaced again, but the song is credited to Johan Agabjorn featuring Sela Shapiro.
So I guess they're not like official.
So whatever. That's how they kept it separate and kept that other one being the last Sela Shapiro single, which I respect.
They don't want to mess up with that closing end date.
But also featuring
my dude, Ryan Paris.
Ryan Paris.
It is ridiculous.
Like, what the hell, man? Who knew that was a thing?
It was on a soundtrack. Did you look at this?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, I've got notes. I gotta watch this shit.
Like, it was on a soundtrack to a movie called Video Manin.
The Video Man.
Video Man.
Video Manin.
Which I'm gonna give you the one-line plot summary.
I have it written down, too. I knew you'd love it.
A VHS collector and a woman obsessed with the 80s, both alcoholics, initiate a romance that helps them battle their personal failures.
Like, it's like literally my relationship right now.
If you haven't already shut off this podcast to go watch this movie, I don't even, like, what person are you?
Like, I kind of forgot after I wrote this down, but I was going to go on Roku to see if I could stream it. If there was anywhere I could stream it. It's a Swedish movie about ridiculousness, and it's on the soundtrack, and it looks awesome, or at least terrible, one of the two.
Yes.
And it's worth it. The song's fine, by the way. It's fine.
I feel insane. I just want to see her. But everyone around me just says, please stop it now.
And that's it. There's no more. We can tell you nothing else about Sela Shapiro.
Sela Shapiro apparently still working her office job.
You know everything we know about Sela Shapiro. There are photographs of her out there. I found one of her and Johan performing because I guess they did a few DJ gigs between album one and album two. And I did find a picture of like them on stage together. So like she did public appearances and she did interviews like with magazines and music blogs here and there. But that's it. No video, no interview. Never been able to find a video of her.
Yeah, no, she was talking about how she tried touring. She was like, I don't really want to. And finally she did it. She did like one or two shows. And she was like, I hate this. I'm not doing it anymore. So she still works her office job somewhere in Sweden where no one doxes you on the internet for whatever reason. That's just weird to me. But I think it's cool. That would never happen in America, ever.
I completely agree.
Especially when you know what her face looks like. It's like you know what she looks like.
I completely agree. That would be a very hard trick to pull off here. And I had not thought of that as being something that is uniquely a uniquely European ability. But you're very right about that.
Very private about it. I just cannot imagine that ever happening.
And you're right. That level of respect. You're right. I think that is a chiefly European thing.
It's not like Daft Punk where they wear helmets and you don't know what they look like. Like she's like, this is my face. What's up? I'm Sela Shapiro. But that's not my name. It's not, you know, it's not like somebody on a message board like, that's Trudy. Trudy. I don't know.
My God. What if her real name actually is Trudy and she listens to this and she's going to be like, they know! She shows up at my door with a machete.
Oh, well.
I don't know why Sela Shapiro just got violent.
I don't know.
We're going to move on before we sully her wonderful name and reputation anymore.
Yeah.
So that's Sela Shapiro. Hope you enjoyed it. We don't want to sully Sally any further.
That's not sully.
We're going to be back next week with something super, 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 super special that I'm very excited about. But you'll have to wait till next week to find out about it. Until then, feel free to listen to our entire back catalog on our website. You can also email us there, which is offbeattrackscast.com.
And we are also on Twitter receiving tweets and other content on the daily at offbeattracks.
Yes, indeed. So until next week, my name is Max.
I'm Danielle.
See ya.